What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. We're still trying to figure out the fucking YouTube stream. I don't know what's going on. They've changed a few settings over there, so as soon as we get the YouTube stream going, get things going. Apparently, things just go live automatically now over. So that's kind of weird. Not used to that. But anyways, we'll get the show going here. Start it off in a few minutes. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful Tuesday evening, or Tuesday afternoon as well. And just give me a few minutes, and I'll get the links going, and all that good stuff. Saying it's not streaming. Eric, I sent the link over into the Twitter. Do you mind checking out to see if it's going or not?
I'm in the middle of the show.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate that. Welcome to the show, Chill. Dennis, thank you for sharing it out, buddy. How the hell have you been? I haven't seen you in a couple days. Things going smooth. I noticed you might be on another show with as a co-host. Is that true, Dennis? Doing swimmingly. Oh, nice. Very nice. Swimming is good. I'll have to check that out. What is the show about? We're experiencing YouTube problems, so I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know. YouTube is a pain in the ass today. My father and I on Trace Talk. What do you guys talk about over there? Politics and randomness. I like that. I'll have to tune into that. That sounds really fun. The video is unavailable. I don't know. Anyways, we'll get things going here. It's been a long day today. I bet it gets interesting, especially if you're talking politics and other random things. Sky's the limit right now in the political arena at this point. So much to talk about. Sometimes I just don't want to talk about it because it just gets so damn frustrating. And I just get so frustrated at times I just want to pull my hair out. And I'm like, yeah, let's just calm it down on politics. Mm-hmm. All know it just sucks. And as much as we'd love to rant and rave about it, no matter how much we rant and rave, it doesn't seem to do any good. I have done to pull out. I'm sorry. Well, maybe if you wear a hat, you can just take your hat off and just fucking throw it on the ground and just stomp on it. I don't know. That seems to help some people. Goodness. All right. Gosh, we actually played the full song on that. We never do that. Anyways. Well, I don't know what's going on. Anybody, welcome to the show, Robert. Good to see you around.
Yeah. So how have you been?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to stall here so I can get the Twitter feed. The YouTube live stream. I think I'm having problems over there because I do not see myself on my stream.
Did you happen to get an email from me?
Yes, I did. And I have not got a chance to respond back to you, but I have received it. I did read it and all that good stuff. And
we won't talk about it on the air either.
Right. Yeah. No, you asked me not to share that. So I am good with my word. But I will email you a response this evening.
Okay.
All right. But anywho, welcome to the show, Yazzy Yaz. I don't know where your former partner in crime is. I haven't seen him or heard from him today, Mr. 2K. But anyways, today was a weird kind of day. Went into the shop today, sold some shit. And then also today is the day that the California State Assembly, in a health committee, is to vote on SB 793. And if you've been following the show, that is a very important bill to Slightly's livelihood, actually. If that bill passes, it would pretty much put me out of business, to be honest with you. Basically, it's a bill that would ban all flavored tobacco products in the state of California, including menthol cigarettes. So that's in on its own, you know, kind of questionable, in my opinion. But so I spent about 4 hours on the phone waiting on hold. It's amazing. You have, you know, there was over a total of 450 people calling in to speak on this, because you cannot go there live, you know, in person right now with COVID-19. And so, yeah, I waited for many hours on the line. And let's just say I got really pissed off because my call dropped. And so I was not able to voice my opinion. And my opinion matters, as all of you know. But don't worry. Slightly went ahead. I did send personal emails to each and every single one of those committee members in advance prior to the vote today. And so I've done my due diligence. Although at the same time, I really believe that no matter what, these people already have their decisions made. I think, you know, it's a dog and pony show having people calling in saying whether they're in favor or not of a bill. I don't believe at any point in juncture does a senator or congressman ever change their mind going into this. So, you know, it is what it is. I do not have any information as far as whether or not the bill has passed through the health committee. I will definitely give you keep you guys abreast of that. I'm expecting it to pass. I mean, after all, it is the health committee. So I don't think I've ever seen the health committee frown upon a bill that kind of puts, you know, tobacco products or any other type of vaping products. You know, they're in favor of getting rid of that shit. So it'll probably be move forward to the next committee or wherever the hell it's going, and then we'll fight that battle when it comes up. But anyways, you know, I kind of want to just kind of get people's vibe on this. So, okay, I get the whole flavored tobacco thing. You know, they're saying that it's appealing to children because children love flavors. You know, we don't give a shit about adults. Adults don't matter. It all matters whether children or not like flavors, because, you know, after all, they don't drink, you know, kids don't drink flavored alcoholic drinks, do they? But anyways, aside from that, my thing is menthol cigarettes. Now, the first thing I reached to is this. In the original bill that Senator Jerry Hill put in writing on this was that they would ban every single flavored tobacco product. So they've, you know, obviously a bill gets introduced. They make some changes, you know, hear some feedback from people. What's going on, me? And so, you know, the hookah industry was very loud. And, you know, it's kind of like every other, I don't know how to put it nicely. I'm trying to be nice here. You know, how every other advocacy group, I'll say that, kind of uses whatever they can to further their cause. And so what the hookah industry did was like, oh, well, you can't do anything to hookah. I mean, that's a cultural thing. Slightly calls bullshit on that. I mean, you know, some of them might think it's a cultural thing, but you go into, I would say 9 out of 10 fucking hookah shops or hookah lounges, you're not going to see a shit ton of their cultural people there doing hookah because it's cultural. You're going to see a lot of younger, you know, kids in their early 20s. Hell, let's admit it. Yeah, they probably have underage kids in there too. But but to make a long story short, they went ahead and made an exemption for hookah, right? Now, okay, that's fine and dandy. So the culture, which I, you know, a Middle Eastern type culture, is okay. You know, we need to make an exception for them. because, you know, we don't want to offend anybody. Well, what about menthol cigarettes? Studies show that primarily the communities that primarily smoke menthol cigarettes are the Black community. Well, what about their fucking culture? So you're telling me that the Middle Eastern culture matters, but the Black community culture doesn't matter? See, this is where slightly gets confused. And that is, it's okay for them to do one thing, but not for anybody else. I mean, last I fucking checked, I have a right to fucking vape whatever I want, whether it's flavored or not. We have laws in place in this country that prevent retailers and anybody else from selling this shit to kids. What more do you want? Senator Hill, the dumbass, you know, Eric, we're coming up with another hashtag. Hashtag fuck State Senator Hill. This guy thinks that...
Have you typed in the chat?
Oh, thank you. This guy thinks...
Because I'm driving off this moment.
And he's from San Francisco. A lot of yahoos live in San Francisco. And, you know, this guy thinks that it's okay for people to acquire these products online. So it's okay to sell in the state of California flavored tobacco products. We just can't have anybody selling them in the stores. Does that fucking make sense to anybody? How is age verification online going to be superior to actually making someone that walks into a store show you their fucking ID? I mean, maybe he needs to stop advocating the crack that he's smoking. Because your shit don't make sense, Senator Hill. I don't care, you know. I mean, are you getting that much, you know, that many contributions to your campaigns to keep you in office and whatever other favors they're doing for you? God, it baffles me. So I guess the question is, you know, do I have a point or slightly a little off his rocker on that as far as saying, hey, you know, you fucking with menthol tobacco products. Well, what about the community of the Black culture? They're the ones that you're primarily attacking by not allowing them to partake in having a tobacco product. I don't know. Not sure what you guys think. Eric, you're driving. You need to focus on driving. Robert, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't think it's right at all. How can they get away with selling it online, but yet they basically ban it from all the stores in California?
Right. So, you know, a brick-and-mortar store, a physical storefront, is not going to be able to sell it. But, you know, if Slightly wanted to, he could just have his online store and sell it through online and just ship it to him. But don't you think that face-to-face interaction with someone is a stronger barrier to ensure that age verification is occurring?
Well, I think that's what would have to be done.
Oh, no. You know, because apparently, you know, when we ship out an additional charge on like a UPS package or whatever, however it's going to be sent, you'll pay the driver to verify the recipient of the packages of age. It's kind of like how they do with wine. But, yeah, I agree with Dennis Lee. Government should stay out of it. And, you know, I totally get the whole kid thing. But you know what? The big thing is that whenever government can utilize kids, they will to their benefit to advance their agenda. And that's exactly what they've done. No matter whether it's vaping, cigarettes, prior to vaping, we had a huge issue with kids and tobacco. And they weren't fucking smoking cigarettes because it tasted good. The reason kids do shit that they're not supposed to is for that exact same reason, because they're not supposed to. It has nothing to do with flavors. When I was 14 years old, I didn't pick up a cigarette because it tasted good. And for our government to try to take away a product that in many studies in the United Kingdom state that it's a 95% less harmful product as an alternative to combustible cigarettes. sounds like just a money generating machine getting all pissed off because people, you know, might actually get healthier and not need, you know, all of the pharmaceutical bullshit. Maybe they're okay with 450,000 Americans every year dying from cigarettes. They make a lot of money. We know that. We know the government doesn't want people to get old enough to where they can collect their Social Security because, God forbid, that's fucking running out. Anyways.
Well, one thing I will say slightly, all our elected officials want to do, along with, you know, special interest groups that are paying them millions of dollars to decide whether legislation passes or fails, all they want to do is bitch, bitch, bitch. No pun intended.
Yeah, they do. That's all they do. They bitch, bitch, bitch. They want to make, you know, continue making money. They want to shove down our throats whatever laws that help whoever contributes to their campaigns the most. And it's fucking horrible. It really is, because at the end of the day, all they care about is money. They don't give a shit about your life or my life. I actually went into one of a state senator's office one time and said, look, yeah, the pharmaceuticals might lose money because people are making a choice for a healthier alternative to tobacco. But think about it. As much money as the pharmaceuticals are losing by them switching over, think of all the fucking tax revenue you're going to be gaining from Americans living longer from not smoking tobacco products in taxes. There's other sides of it, to, you know, because, you know, that's all they listen to is, okay, well, how do we benefit? What's the benefit for the government? Well, fucking people stay alive longer. That's how. You make more money that way. It's all about generating money for you. So what's so bad about people living longer, families getting to see their loved ones for a lot longer of time, and you make more money in taxes at the end of the day? It's a win-win situation. Wake the fuck up. Dennis says pharma going to keep making their money no matter what. Yes, I mean they got tons of money to be making in COVID-19 vaccines here soon. So, I mean, they'll be busy for a while, don't you think? Now the crazy question is who's going to be the first ones lining up to try out these vaccines? And you're going to try to force it down our throats. I'm not sure how I'm ready for that. I think I'd rather wear a mask instead of getting a needle pricked in me with God only knows what the fuck's in it. Anyways. Hey, Dennis, you weren't here yesterday, but apparently China, someone in China is sending seeds all across the
United States
to be planted. Nobody knows what the hell's in them. So they're confiscating those now. Anything to do with China right now, it's red flags in the air, no pun intended. But
I think the seeds, like with that wild growing plant that, you know, was discussed on last night's show, that would look like the competition to kudzu and wisteria vines.
Yeah, exactly.
If you've ever heard of that kind of vegetation.
Yeah, I have heard of it, and they don't know what the hell it is. I don't know if it's dragon grass. I don't know what dragon grass is. But basically, they're just worried that it might bring on new types of fucking, I don't know, bugs and shit, pesticides, or who knows? I don't know.
Right.
It's kind of weird. It's like I was saying, about two or three weeks ago, I got, I get packages from China all the time at the vape shop. And I was waiting on some glass, and I got a package. It was like a little square packet from China. And it had China Post on it. It's basically their USPS. And I opened it up, and there was not a damn thing in it. I'm like, what the fuck? Are they trying to scam me? So I don't know what the hell that is. But, yeah, it might be the next plague. Who knows? I agree with that. You never know. So that's where Slightly is tonight, ranting a little bit about vaping and all the bullshit politics behind that. It'll get a lot much worse as things advance because I do anticipate it passing today in the health committee. But who knows? We'll see what happens. But where was I? I just lost track. Joe, what name is that? Joe Decipher? I don't know.
Fox Decipher.
Oh, Fox.
He's using the same kind of font similar to what Johnny Blaze uses, it looks like.
Yeah, okay. It's hard to read. My eyes are not that great. So, anyways, anywho, Hey, Jess, welcome to the show, along with my good friend, me, who is unfortunately a Dodgers fan. I know they lost yesterday.
Well, and Tawny's also in the ring.
We have Tawny, yeah, and Dennis, of course, and Robert. We'll play a new jingle, since we haven't played a jingle to start the show yet, but this is jingle number 5.
Live from Southern California.
It's the Slightly Serious Show.
Where we are sometimes slightly serious, but always fun. And now, here is your host, Slightly, along with co-host Eric from Georgia.
Go! Yeah, so that is the fifth jingle I worked on last night. I finished two other ones. I'm not going to bore you with them back to back to back like yesterday, but I'll play a couple of the other ones later on in the show.
Well, it's still a work in progress, though, that's for sure.
That it is. And we have to decide on the winner, winner or winners, and we'll go from there. And me, I have a quick question for you, because I know you love seeing my Mr. California 2020's face on YouTube. Are you able to do me a favor and go there and see if you see anything? And I have no idea if my video is on or not, or if it's just audio, or what the hell's going on. Last night, when I was trying to close out the show, it was funny as hell.
must have changed the settings up.
They must have done something in the YouTube studio, because before you would always click start to start the live stream. And apparently it started like 10 minutes before I knew I was on. And God forbid I was wearing pants last night, unlike tonight. But, and so, yeah, there was like, I don't know, 7 minutes of raw type video there. But I did fix that. But even when we ended our show last night, I didn't know how to end the damn show. And I think I figured that out. So looks like me's calling. Hey, me, what's going on?
Hello. Are you on right now?
I'm supposed to be. It says live.
I don't see shit.
Do you hear shit?
I don't see shit.
Okay.
I don't hear shit. Hold on.
I'm guessing the YouTube stream may wind up being on hiatus tonight if we can't get it fixed.
Yeah, it might be. I know.
The last one I see was yesterday on the 3rd.
Right.
I didn't see you live anywhere.
Did you click on the link that
Lara.
The link I put in the chat? That's
no.
Where you would go to that.
Is that you right there? Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Try that.
Is What's it too loud today? Are you going to hang up with me again?
No, it sounds fantastic. Last night,
hey, Tony.
Me kept me from sleeping.
I didn't keep you from sleeping. You kept me from sleeping.
Slider was trying to get some rest, and she's
yeah,
on
uh-huh.
and on and on.
Shut up. I said goodnight like 5 times, and you kept saying, okay. I plugged in.
No, it was a fun chat. She was bitching and crying. Hey, what's going on, Tony? She was bitching and crying because I kicked her out of last night's show.
I was.
I'm like, don't take it personal. It's just business.
I do.
Business, not
Hi,
personal.
Laura. Welcome. No, you know what? It says private video. Granted access.
Ooh, wow.
It's a private video. Yeah, it says private on mine, but I don't know what's going on.
Wait, maybe I have to sign in under my YouTube? Maybe they want to see me. Hold on. Let me log in under my YouTube.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know what's going on. YouTube is acting weird, but these are
it's
the challenges.
Your face was too cute, and now they're trying to kick you off.
Right, I fucking broke YouTube.
You broke YouTube. Yeah, no, it's saying video unavailable. This video is private.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop the stream, and we'll try to get it up back up for our YouTube fans and all that. But
oh, I wanted to see what you're wearing today.
I'm wearing my Padres jacket just for you.
Boo, Padres. Just kidding.
I know.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to get thrown out of the room.
Yeah, don't get thrown out of the room. That would be horrible.
That would be horrible.
It would be.
Yeah. So sorry.
So anyways, what do you think about them trying unbelievable Dennis? I am paying attention to chat, you know.
What did he say?
Oh no.
Never mind.
We don't say what he said. He was talking about fucking Vegemite.
Oh, I saw that Vegemite.
And now, there are more problems because his mouse just went dead.
Whose mouse?
My mouse. We can make gift covers, man. I saw.
Oh, boy.
I was up the other night, nonsense, at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what the hell was going up at that time. But I was tuning into the Ralph Williams show, and he's got, like, a coffee cup on his chat screen. I'm like, that's pretty fucking cool. But he said you have to get, like, 3 stars or something. You have to be – I'm still behind you guys. I'm only a 2-star kind of show. So one of these days we'll get there. But I think that's amazing. But maybe by the end of this month we'll get to 3 stars. I don't know what you need to have 3 stars. Podbean does not. That's one of the things they do not do. They do not communicate very well on what you need to do to acquire certain things.
You've got to have at least 100,000 engagement points to get to 3 stars.
Oh, that's amazing.
Asum did really good with her background of the Jet Black Empowerment logo, if you've seen hers.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, she's got 3 stars, much like Ralph does.
Damn, everybody's got 3 stars except Slightly. I think we're being racist.
Curio, he's got 3 stars too, I believe, but he hasn't decided the background of his, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Tony's asking if business is open or shut down. Right now we're open. Earlier in tonight's show, Tony was over at VOP USA earlier, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, continued my rant from that show onto our show tonight. But yes, we are open for business 7 days a week. Everything's going well. I'm sure they're going to approve in the health committee at the state assembly today the advancement of SB 793. But, you know, there'll be more things, more battles to fight before it actually becomes a law. So, yes, hashtag fuck Governor Newsom. And the new one today, Tony, is hashtag fuck Senator Hill from San Francisco, because he's a total fucking idiot. He thinks that it's, you know, there's better way. It's better to have the internet be a gatekeeper to tobacco products than brick and mortar stores. Fox, I need to find a way to charge my fucking house. I can't answer any calls right now. Oh my God, the issues of having your own show.
What's that state senator's name?
Jerry Hill, Senator Hill. Give me sex. Oh my. Me. This is a family show here. It's unbelievable.
Me, that's not that's not a family thing.
That's not family, but that's okay. While I look for a thing to charge my fucking mouse, here's jingle number 6 as an entry.
Live from Southern California.
It's the Slightly Serious Show, where we keep it completely entertaining
and only slightly serious. And now, here is your host, Slightly, along with co-host Eric from Georgia.
1, 2, 3, go!
All right, so I have no idea what that one said because I was scampering around here, but that's number 6, and I found a USB cord. I just need to plug it in, and I'll be right back. This is the problem when you have USB magic mouses instead of ones that take batteries.
Yeah. Is it a kind of like wireless mouse that takes AA or AAA batteries?
No, it charges by USB.
Oh, you got to plug it in, and it'll still work if it's plugged in, right?
Well, maybe.
Well, in case anybody's just joining us, it's already a little after 10 p.m. in the Eastern time zone and 7 p.m. in the Pacific time zone. This is the Tuesday evening edition of the Slightly Serious Show. You know, momentarily, after we're done with the rant and news of the day, we'll be starting our Tuesday evening trivia game called You Don't Know Slightly, which is certain to be a fun time. And we welcome additional callers getting on the panel. Yep. Okay. You know, it looks like Slightly is having a couple of technical difficulties. First, the YouTube stream doesn't seem to want to cooperate, and now the mouse. So, but don't worry, we're still here.
Yeah, we're here. We're back. We're
gonna Vinny, welcome.
Charge it up for a little bit because I cannot use the mouse control.
Had to settle with third place, Jess, unfortunately, because some of the questions we had tonight really sucked. Oh, and I left the trivia notes in the car. I've got to go get it.
You got third place today, Eric? What happened?
We had some bad trivia questions that we didn't quite understand. You know, so we did kind of suck this week. Me, my Aunt Kim, her husband Mark, and then family friends Jill and Scott.
Very
funny. I'm just going to mute for a minute so you're not hearing too much background.
No worries. Yeah, Tony, you can call as soon as I get the mouse charged a little bit. I'm not able to take any calls right this exact second, but as soon as I get that, it is currently charging. At least it better be. As soon as that comes back up, no, I can't answer the call because I don't have a mouse to click, Tony. Not yet. As soon as I have the mouse charging, connect to recharge. Yes, it's connected to recharge. I don't think I can take your call, Tony. Let me see. If I can think of... The only thing I can think of is if I disconnect my mouse on the other computer and then use it. So let me try that.
Might have to use a backup, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. It's okay, Tony. It's not your fault. Riley's fault for not being prepared.
Do you ever charge it overnight?
No, it usually lasts for like a couple weeks.
Oh.
I am so sorry. I thought I muted myself.
You did. Oh, now.
I did?
Yeah, you're muted.
Wait, so you didn't hear me talking?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Oh, cool.
Almost dropped an oatmeal raisin cookie, of course.
An oatmeal cookie?
Oatmeal raisin cookie. I got them at Walmart today.
Oh. Oh.
They're only like a dollar for three.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So what? Well, I guess we can't ask you what questions you had a hard time with because that will spoil our trivia tonight.
But well, I guess when you answer, I'll tell you whether we got questions right or wrong. There was one, you know, Disney question that we got partial credit on, though. I will tell you that. Don't need to be talking my mouth full.
Send some cookies this way, Eric.
Oh, you like oatmeal raisin?
I can have some oatmeal raisins, but I'm drinking Truly right now, so it's probably not good with my Trulies.
I don't think an oatmeal raisin cookie would would mix with the drink you're having, I guess. Unfortunately, I don't consume alcohol, but Dennis says he loves those oatmeal pies, like the oatmeal cream pies that Little Debbie's puts out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, them are good.
They are good.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
I guess Slightly is still working on getting the corded mouse from another computer to... until he can get his traditional wireless mouse charged up.
It's okay. Leave him stay away because the podcast is again. Suckers.
I don't know if he's watching the game in real time or not while doing the show.
He probably is, because he's going to throw it in my face again because they lost yesterday. call IT support. Where's the Slightly Serious IT support? Come on.
I agree with that, Tony.
What's up, Robert? You're so quiet today. Is he there?
Robert, can you hear us?
Robert?
Yeah.
How are you?
I don't know if Robert is muted or if he's busy doing something, which, but that's okay. Thank you, Tony.
She is calling. Wow.
That's signed by Aikman, says Bumblebee Tuna.
That's signed by Aikman. How was your day, Eric?
I mean, I had a pretty good day. Couldn't complain. But the weather was really nice, though.
Where are you from again? Are you in Texas? Where
I live in Georgia. I live in Georgia. Just right outside of Atlanta. Atlanta's about 40 minutes, you know, west of me. And I live on the east side of the metro Atlanta area.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Hey, Doss.
Me, what are you listening to? I'm listening to Eric. And I'm watching the Dodger game. Unfortunately, they're losing. Yeah.
Well, I know you and Homeboy are like the two Dodgers fans in the house. I mean, I don't know how exactly the Braves are doing. I think the Braves were really, you know, kicking Toronto's ass.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, because I caught a little bit of the game at trivia, like on one of the TVs there. They were in the bottom of the fifth inning. But I don't know the final results of that.
You know, in the light of like this whole crazy pandemic that we're going through, baseball really does make things different.
Right.
It's an American sport. Yeah. I don't care who wins, as long as someone's playing.
Right.
Second Super Bowl win in the 90s. Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I love going to Dodger games.
Are you guys, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you
slightly.
Oh, okay, because I was talking earlier, and you guys were not able to hear me, so I had to refresh my browser. So I am back. We're going to go ahead and charge up the USB. We got that all under control, and we'll be all set for some trivia. Oh, my God, I probably lost half the crowd that was here. Anyway.
We only have, like, 9 people in the room. I think Dennis and Bumblebee Tuna and Tony are still here, and I don't know if Doss is still here.
And Robert's lost somewhere. He's not answering.
Yeah, Robert, I think he fell asleep, probably.
Good night, Robert.
Good night, Robert.
No, I didn't.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You
just unmuted. Well, at least he wasn't snoring like Milk Dog.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Milk Dog, is that you?
I think he's around somewhere.
Milk Dog, get off the phone.
I just want to know why the Padres are winning. They suck.
Hey, Onyx, welcome.
Hi, Onyx.
What's going on, Onyx? I just meant, just since you brought it up, I did take a look at the score.
It's
2-0 in San Diego, and the Dodgers have yet to get a hit in the fifth inning. So we
Ryan, stop it.
Yeah.
They need a score, at least. Oh, there's my baby, though. There's a cutie on right now.
Baby?
Seager.
Oh, yeah, Kyle Seager. He's a
yeah. He's a hottie.
This is our year. I agree. This is our year that, you know, we'll probably win the World Series, and I want to be able to, you know, have a seat at the game. That would be my luck.
Look at those cardboard people you have in the back.
I'm not watching the game. I'm focusing on all of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're a hottie too, Onyx. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I'll stop talking about baseball.
No worries. Tony, if you wanted to call in, you can call in now. I have
actually. And does Dennis Lee also want to call in and participate in the trivia game or stay in the chat?
I'm not sure. Who knows? What's going on?
Hey, Tony.
How are you, buddy?
Hey. Whoa. Sorry. Do you guys hear me?
I do.
I can hear you. Hey, Den. Okay. Welcome.
No echoes? Okay, good. I'm doing fine.
No
echo. When you went to court, did you win your thing the other day?
On July 15th?
Yeah.
What the hell? You went to court?
That's where he got that misdemeanor citation for his vape shop being open during the pandemic. and Slightly does have good news. They decided they weren't going to proceed with the case, Slightly.
Oh, that's good.
Slightly, are you there?
Slightly lost again.
Oh, he's in the shit.
Slightly, you vaping again?
He's in the vape down.
No, I'm here. So what happened was, like Eric said, there's currently no charges pending. The district attorney or whoever they are, they do have the option to press charges, and they said if they decide to, they'll notify me by mail. I then proceeded to ask, like, well, what if they decide they're just going to totally drop it? They're like, oh, well, you won't hear anything then. So.
Oh, shit. So you might show up like in a couple of months and you have a warrant because you never got the paper that they sent you.
Well, yeah. Oh, I would assume they would send it to me. I would assume I would get it, but. I'm just
don't trust the courts.
Right, I know.
Yeah, you got to check up on those things because they're going to pop up 10 years from now. Oh, yep. you have a citation. You forgot about that?
I have all the information, so I'll be checking every month, you know.
Well, and you're watching the mail, too, in case a letter comes for you.
Yeah, that I know.
No, but y'all ready for some trivia or no? I think yes is the answer, right, Slightly?
I'm ready for some if you guys are.
Hey.
You know, try to take it easy on me tonight.
I think I needed a female on the board, though. It's all male up here. What's up? Where's Laura?
I know, right? Where's Michaela or Stephanie or Audie when we need her?
Or Laura, Nadia.
Call in Laura.
Or Lara. Hi. But no sign of Ace or Taz, though.
Me.
It's okay. Slightly will be on my side.
So y'all know the rules. I would also ask right slightly that people mostly stay muted until it's time for them to like buzz in, and your buzzer is your name, meaning like if you got the answer then you would buzz in then, same like Dennis and Tony, me and Robert and Slightly.
Right. So if you have the answer and you're on the line, say your name and then proceed with your answer.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The first question. The category is music. Who sang a duet with Kid Rock on the song "Picture"?
Me, Sheryl Crow.
That is correct.
Wow.
I love that song.
That's a good song. Yeah.
It is a good song. Yes.
All right. The next question. Category is history. How many days were in a week in ancient Roman times?
Seven. 27.
That is correct. Incorrect. Sorry. My bad. It's
incorrect.
Anybody else? And you can buzz in again with your name if you have. What's your answer, Dan?
Six.
Incorrect.
Slightly.
Tony, eight.
slightly went first.
I'm going to say eight.
That is correct. Sorry, Tony, but slightly beat you to it first because he said his name first.
Thank you, Bumblebee.
Yes. All right.
Everybody in the chat.
You can play from the chat, Jess. I mean,
Bumblebee.
All right. The next question. This is a new one. Like Olaf from Frozen. Olaf trivia. True or false? Turtles can breathe through their butts.
Slightly.
What's your answer, Slightly?
True.
That is correct.
All right.
He's on my team, right? You're on my team, right, Slightly?
All I say, of course, me is you're one lucky woman on the panel.
Right.
Like, this is probably becoming the Slightly Serious Show's version of Outnumbered if you've watched that Fox News show during the day.
Oh, wow.
All right, the next question. Category is movies. Which actress played Poison Ivy in the 1997 film Batman and Robin?
Din.
Me. Uma Thurman. What's her name? Thurman.
That is correct.
Wow.
Oh, bullshit. I said my name first. Come on.
That must have been an error or something. Oh, but moving on.
Nah, I'm just messing with you, me.
Next category. You know, the category is geography. What famous bridge was first built over, you know, the River Thames?
What?
The what?
What famous bridge was... what's your answer, Dennis?
London Bridge.
That is correct.
Wow.
Ooh, go Dennis. Ooh. I didn't hear the question.
The question I said was what famous bridge was first built over London's River Thames?
Oh, got it.
Welcome to the show, John. Play a little trivia. If you like to call in, you can.
All right. Yeah, the next question, the category is science. The first woman to go to space was from what country?
Russia. Antony, Russia.
That is correct.
I was going to say that. Boo.
We really messed up on this question because we thought it was the United States because the first woman from the United States to go into space was Sally Ride, but, you know, God rest her soul, though. Oh, no. She wasn't on the Challenger. Next question category is movies. Which Harrison Ford film led to the creation of the PG-13 rating?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Din.
You say your name first.
Tony.
Go ahead, Din.
Tony.
Indiana Jones.
Be more specific.
Me.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is incorrect. Go ahead, me.
Me, Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
That is correct.
I need one of this.
All right, next category, music. What does the Italian music term agio mean, spelled A-D-J-I-O?
What? Repeat it.
Welcome to the Colonics. I'm going to repeat the question, Tony. What does the Italian music term agio mean? And agio is spelled A-D-J-I-O.
Slightly.
What's your answer, slightly?
Goodbye.
Incorrect. Mm-hmm.
Dennis.
What's your answer, Dennis?
Octave.
Incorrect. And I see two right answers in the chat.
So Jess in the chat is going to have it right.
We'll give yes.
Just as slow. That's the.
I think the old man would be very proud. Where'd you go, Onyx?
Onyx, chicken.
Someone's getting their ass called out.
He'll probably be back.
Welcome to the show, Doss. How are you? What's our next question, Eric?
All right, next one. Category is history. What infamous prison was stormed on July 14th, 1789?
The Kellner Monument.
Say your name before you answer.
Mr. Stealing Podcast is Alcatraz.
That is incorrect. I'm going to repeat the question again. What infamous prison was stormed on July 14th, 1789?
Din.
I haven't been to.
What's your answer?
Guantanamo Bay.
That is incorrect.
Dennis.
Oh, Dennis has it. What do you got, Dennis?
Shawshank.
Incorrect.
That's funny.
I want to say me.
Me.
Go ahead.
Is it that one? Some prison in the Monte Cristo, the Count of Monte Cristo. What's it called?
What's it called?
I don't know. But is that the one?
Do you have an answer?
Castle de France or something like that. I don't know.
Incorrect. I see a correct answer in the chat.
Oh, thank you. Bastille prison.
You see?
Way to go,
Onyx. Chicken. Come on, chicken. Get back on this line.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Next question. The category is sports.
Oh, yes.
Female sports celebrity said, "Victory is fleeting, losing is forever"?
Slightly.
What's your answer, slightly?
Martina Navratilova.
Ooh, good job.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Feeling Podcast says Tanya Harding.
I see one correct answer in the chat.
Oh, yeah. Me, Billie Jean King.
Well, you and Doss both got it correct, but I think Doss already beat you to it.
Thanks, Doss.
I was in the right, at least I was in the right before.
You were.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, and she's still alive, too.
God.
Yes.
All right, next category. Geography. The Incan Empire is in what modern-day country?
Tony. Peru.
Tony. What's that?
Peru.
That is correct.
Good job, Tony.
Yeah, Mr. Steeling got it too. All right, next question. The category is cars. What was the name of the first car made by Benz in 1883 as the first production automobile?
Robert. Oh,
what's your answer, Robert?
Model A.
Incorrect.
Mm. Oh.
Anybody else?
Onyx says Mercedes.
That is incorrect, Onyx.
A-squared is back with us. Welcome.
A-squared.
That is also incorrect, Dawson. I'm going to repeat the question. What was the name of the first car made by Benz in 1883 as the first production automobile?
BMW? Tony, BMW? I don't know.
That is correct. And BMW stands for Benz Motor Wagon.
Wow.
Wow.
Pull one out of your ass, Tony.
Yeah. Like the turtles.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Next question. Category is music. Multiple choice. Oh. Which Michael Jackson album produced more number one singles? Is it
Me, Tony.
Dennis.
That is incorrect. Who just buzzed in?
Dennis.
Dennis.
Is it Thriller?
Again, that is incorrect.
Tony.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
Well, we have multiple choices.
Tony, did you buzz in your name?
He did.
Yes, I did. Tony.
He said bad. That is correct. There were five total singles that came from that album.
Do you know the five singles?
I can name them unless anybody wants to name any of them. And Doss in the chat also got it. I'm going to go ahead and name them. Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Man in the Mirror, and Dirty Diana.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Good old Dirty Diana. That's true. I was contemplating on that last one, Dirty Diana. I was like, was it Dirty Diana? Yeah, it was Dirty Diana.
All right. Next question. The category is science. What is the tallest type of grass?
No,
weed.
That is incorrect, Doss. That is incorrect, Mr. Steeling.
Bermuda. Slightly.
What's your answer, slightly?
Bermuda grass.
Incorrect. Yeah. Jess, that's also incorrect.
Man.
Din?
What do you have, Din?
Bamboo.
That's what I was
thinking. Oh, that is correct.
Damn it. I was thinking of that. Good job, Din.
And here's a sports question.
I thought about it, and I was like, wait, bamboo. It's like, I know that one. I just went over that.
I have right now.
Oh, you're a mess, Onyx. But we still love you, though.
Tony and Mia have three correct. Bumble, slightly. Dennis, Jess, Onyx, Doss, and then we all have one.
Yes. All right. Next question. The category is sports. Oh, yes. Who was the first Braves player to get 40 home runs and? But they didn't specify if it was the Atlanta or Milwaukee years.
Oh. Slightly.
What do you have, slightly?
Hank Aaron?
Incorrect.
Damn.
I'm going to repeat the question. Who was the first Braves player to get 40 home runs?
Come on, me. Where are you at?
I'm right Help here, but out. I don't know. What the hell?
My youngest.
That is incorrect, Mr. Steeling.
Oops, wrong button.
Oh.
No, that was incorrect.
Me, Babe Ruth.
That is incorrect.
You never played for the Braves.
I don't like the Braves. I don't know who they are.
Tony DiMaggio.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
I have one last guess, and I think it's wrong. But
Dennis.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Ronald Acuña.
That is incorrect.
Slightly.
Yes.
All right, slightly. What do you have?
Dale Murphy.
Incorrect. That is incorrect, Onyx.
Yeah, I don't think they can take over playing for the
Braves. Also incorrect there too, stealing.
Give us the answer.
No,
I guess it's okay. Nobody seems to be getting this one. It's actually a clue? Eddie Matthews, but we'd answered Bob Horner or Homer, but that turned out to be really royally incorrect.
He had Ed Matthews, or was that the name?
Eddie Matthews, yes.
Yeah, I think he had a son that used to play baseball too.
All right.
Coffee there. I appreciate the love.
All right. Next category is general knowledge. What does the acronym EPCOT at Disney World in Florida stand for?
EPCOT?
EPCOT.
Let me spell that out.
EPCOT.
Yeah.
Din. Go ahead, Din.
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
That is correct.
Google. That's Google. That's all Google.
No, actually, I go to Disney World like every other year. So I know that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Walt Disney, had a vision of that was really chronicled there. Like, you know, like the Disney World complex down in Orange County, Florida has like its own, own landfill. And the thing about, like, when they take out the garbage, they put it through, like, a garbage chute that's kind of like vacuum suction, kind of like a vamoosh or pneumatic chute.
Yeah. Well,
any of y'all were ever familiar with that.
I wasn't.
But that's some good stuff to read up on.
My answer to the question was going to be endless amount of people choking on tomatoes.
No, it's actually funny. Like, if you go to Disney World, like literally, if you go to Disney World, you only have to go to Epcot, like in the Magic Kingdom. There's a little hidden little plaque that's in Disney World. I'm not going to say where it's at because I don't want to ruin it. But there's a little plaque, if you find it, that gives you like the history of Walt Disney World. And in that little plaque, it tells you what Epcot stands for and why Disney wanted to make Epcot. He was actually like Eric said, he was actually envisioning what the world of tomorrow would actually be like, and like technology and stuff. So that's why he
with where we're at in our society right now, Den, I would hate to know what the society of tomorrow is going to look like.
I'm picturing it like Mad Max.
Yes.
God.
All right. All right. We're moving on, Onyx. Just be patient. Next question in the category is movies. What was the name of the boat in Jaws?
Din.
What's your answer?
Orca.
That is correct.
You go, Din.
Din is tied up me and Tony for first place at 3.
What the hell? Come on, Tony.
Tony,
all right. Next question. The category is history. How many full years did the Korean War last?
Tony.
What's your answer?
4 years.
Incorrect.
Slightly.
What's your answer?
6 years.
Incorrect.
Damn. Me.
What's your answer?
7 years.
Incorrect. Lower.
Din.
Dennis.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Din.
You want? I'm going to.
Din, it buzzed in first.
Go ahead, Dennis.
All right, Dennis, go ahead. What do you have? Incorrect.
Two.
I see one correct answer in the chat.
Onyx has it, I think. Three is
Onyx is correct.
All right.
How many?
Two is
three years.
Three is the correct answer.
But Onyx isn't calling in. He doesn't count.
Well, he counts as our,
I was going to ask you, you want the technical answer or you want the actual answer? The technical, because technically the Korean War is actually in a standstill. We're in a... Technically, we're at a standstill.
I think the Korean War, as we knew it, lasted, for 3 years and a couple additional days afterward.
Correct.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That question.
All right. The next question. The category is sports. Which country has won the most Winter Olympic medals in history?
Slightly.
Tony.
What's your answer?
Slightly. United States.
Incorrect.
Russia.
Me.
All right. Yes. Tony.
Tony said Russia.
Russia. Incorrect. What do you have, me?
China.
Incorrect.
China. Chinese don't like cold weather.
That answer is incorrect, Onyx.
What the hell?
Oh, Jess got it right.
Oh, good job, Jess.
I have a complaint here. Why can't we have like medicine questions or something with the hospital? Come on, you guys are cheating.
No, yeah, that's
you might be in luck, but we got this question incorrect at trivia. All right, the category is science. What is the largest organ in the human body?
Me.
Go ahead, me.
Skin.
Incorrect. It's an internal organ.
Oh, shit.
Dennis.
Dennis.
Go ahead, Dennis.
The heart.
Incorrect.
Slightly. Oh, never mind.
Go ahead, slightly.
No, that's not an organ.
Me.
Go ahead, me.
The lungs.
Incorrect. I already see one correct answer in the chat. Oh,
the liver is not bigger than the lungs. Hello?
Yeah, the liver was the correct answer. We had answered small intestine at trivia, but boy, was that wrong.
How can you say, Eric, how can you say the small intestine is the largest part?
Where'd you go, Tony?
Oh, Tony took
off. Oh, bye, Tony.
Tony. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tony.
I think you make a great point there, or by its sheer size. All right, next question will be, the category is entertainment, and this is a good one. Which actress has had longest TV career spanning over 80 years?
Slightly.
Go ahead, slightly.
Betty White.
That is correct.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's right.
And she is 98 years old.
That's right, yes, and that's still right. Kicking. God bless her.
She's
right. Oh, yes.
She looks good.
Yeah, she does.
I'm not going to lie. The day I hear she passes away, Lord forbid, the day I hear she passes away is the day I'll cry.
I thought you were going to say, really, you're not going to lie, you would hit it. I thought that's what Den was going to say, he'd hit it.
She has a fan.
Hey, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Come on, me. Who wouldn't?
Wow.
Poor Betty.
Yeah.
You'd probably kill her.
That is all the questions we had tonight.
You need a lot of lube. A lot of lube.
Look at the final score.
The final score?
Regulation. Slightly actually got two right. He was very close to the top. And, top winners right now, we have a tie for first. So slightly.
Well, we need to break a tie.
We have Tony with 3, me with 3, and Den with 3.
I think since Tony left, he forfeited and he gave it to me. So I win.
I think we need to do a tiebreaker for Dan and me.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
Okay. Ooh.
Let's do it.
Trying to think of a good one, or I could just look through some past trivia results.
Something what's spicy.
What's the best seasonal donut at the Donut Man?
I wish.
A question that, like, from a donut place I've never even heard of, really.
Okay, I have one for you guys.
I'll go ahead and let you do this question slightly.
It's going to be a little tough, but here you go. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II?
It was in that movie. I know it was in a movie.
Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II. That's the last question.
Me.
Me, what do you got?
The National Treasury.
Treasury.
I know the correct answer, but I'm not going to say it because y'all got to figure it out on your own.
Din?
Go Din. Ahead, Din.
The Monument Tower?
Under me. Fort Knox?
That is correct.
Cheers.
I think Doss helped you on that one.
Yeah.
Way to go.
That was awesome.
That's going to wrap it up for Taco Tequila Trivia Tuesday. So, me, since you won, make sure you have shots of tequila tonight.
Get a good bonus. I will.
Yeah.
I was also wondering, too, since Doss answered it, too, if it would be a case of audience note help from you.
Right.
Do another question.
Doss, do it again.
This tequila shot is for you, Doss. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, let's take a shot for everybody, like Dennis does.
Because, you know, tequila,
I imagine Doss will probably be saluting with a drink, and his wife will probably be having her Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
What was that I have to take? I forget what it was. They mentioned that I need to try something. I forget what it was.
A shot?
There's a shot, but I have to eat something or I don't know what it was.
It's something you have to take with food or something.
Yeah, I forget. Have a good night, stealing.
Good night,
Mr. Preservative.
Body shots. I have a feeling.
Body shots, more like booty shots.
I have a feeling that me and Michaela have done body shots. If I were to get.
Yeah, where is Michaela? She's lost. MIA.
I don't know.
Unless she's has a busy work schedule and can't stay up late.
I'm not sure. I'll have to Twitter her or whatever you say.
Yeah, see what she's up to.
Hey, where the hell you at?
Yeah. I'll hit her up on Instagram.
Ryan.
Since she scared my son away.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
No sign of Pert week this week either for trivia.
I know. That's right. Where's Pert? He wasn't even on Mills today either.
Well, Pert does a lot of traveling for work. So
yeah, he does. Traveling. That is true. Maybe he's bless stuck his in heart. That isn't there a big storm somewhere over there somewhere?
I think it's on the coast of Carolina or something, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, there's a hurricane tropical storm going on there. Yeah.
Should be blowing everywhere there, so be careful if you live out there.
It's already went up the East Coast, Dennis says.
Okay.
We only got fires here in California.
Yeah.
We got big fires.
Yeah, with the fire up here in San Bernardino Mountains. Is it in the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 42 square miles now. A fire.
Yeah, they're saying it's 15,000 football fields. That's what they said. The size of 15,000 football fields. Yeah, 15,000.
15,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So, we're on fire.
Interesting.
On fire. We're always on fire here in California.
Yeah, that is true. Literally on fire.
If y'all stop throwing cigarettes out the window, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, if they're just over the vaping.
They actually said that one was started by a diesel truck. They've already found out that it was started by a truck.
Well, see, some dummy throwing cigarette butts out, don't know how to put out a campfire, or some dumbass who don't know how to drive.
Well, and I think, me and Slightly would probably know from experience that California's climate traditionally stays super dry most of the time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does. I got to admit.
And then another thing that doesn't help y'all whenever y'all have those wildfires break out is those very strong Santa Ana winds.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, right. My God. No joke.
Slightly, everybody cuts you off.
Sorry.
It's okay. We talked about that late last night. Yeah, I know. But
don't flick the blunt. Say that for later.
The mute button.
Yes, we need the mute button. But yeah, we're like the desert here.
Hey, welcome, Liquorman. Better late than never.
Desert out here in California with an ocean. Can't get much
better. Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. I got to get out of here.
Well, you got another 20 minutes left, me.
I got my whole family here right now. They're swimming.
Oh, well, that's cool. All right. Well, enjoy the family. And I'll see you later tonight at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to hit you up. You're right. I don't work tomorrow.
Ooh, lucky you.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye, you guys. It was fun. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, me.
Oh, bye, Onyx. Bye, no, we won't talk to you. Lots of love going your way, call me. In, Onyx. Oh, thank you. You guys be safe.
You too.
Wear your mask.
Him.
Yes.
Indeed.
Oh, Onyx is a pretty cool guy. I like him.
Wear a mask. What's that old saying say? Wear the mask or wear a port. Choose your pick.
Right. I don't know. I've been wearing my mask. I've been behaving.
Yeah, me too.
But it's weird. My no matter what, whenever I wake up, you know, how you wake up and, you know, something sometimes like, that's kind of weird. I always kind of second guess. I'm like, I hope I don't have COVID. Like lately, the last 2 or 3 weeks, my right ear has been kind of bugging me. I have my sleeping smooth, so that's what I base on. As long as I can
smell. It's probably allergies if you're having problems with your ear.
Yeah. I figure as long as I smell and taste, I'm good. I don't have COVID.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing that can also affect.
That's when you got to worry.
Yeah. Well, another thing that can also affect, like, your sinus system is if, like, you have bad teeth, of course. But, I mean, I still have that chipped tooth in my mouth. I mean, I've been looking to try to get taken out for months, but I was going to try to get a second opinion yesterday, but regrettably I wasn't able to because my funds are kind of real iffy right now. So I'm going to have to wait a little while longer or wait till if we're going to get another $1,200 stimulus check and I could just earmark $300 to go toward that.
I hear you. I got to get 3 teeth removed. So I'm on the same boat.
Well, the thing about me is I'm wanting to do an extraction through local anesthetic, but I'm really concerned that the second opinion might come back saying, and they're going to say, Eric, I mean, I know you want to do a local anesthetic extraction, but we're afraid that you've got to do a general anesthetic extraction, meaning I have to have a friend or a relative carpool me.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
that is a thing sometimes.
Well, and I think you've had that experience before.
I'm going to be honest with you, Eric. From my experience getting 3 teeth already taken out and having to have anesthetics and stuff, because they had to put me under. I had to have oral surgery. They had to go in, like, cut open my gums to move the teeth because instead of my roots and my teeth being straight, they curved like a fishing hook. So they had to go and do oral surgery, and they did anesthetics. And so...
I think from what I've observed visually, I think the tooth looks like it's like chipped in half, but they're telling me that my root systems are too long and too deep and that the old surgeon was wanting to go dig the roots out.
Yeah, that was the other problem with me too. Mine were really deep in there. And so that's why they had to do oral surgery. The other reason why they had to do oral surgery. But yeah, it's best to go with somebody because that when you wake up from it, dude, you're loopy as hell.
But the only thing about me is I don't do prescription painkillers because I do not believe in taking opioids because, you know, I could take pain like y'all wouldn't believe. I mean, I have like a super high tolerance for it.
So do I.
You guys like pain. Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't like pain, but I just doesn't kill you, managed to live through it. Exactly.
I'll pass on that, but that's okay.
No, I'm not going to lie. I have taken morphine because, like, my appendix was about to explode in me. And it was, like,
wow.
So painful, that I had to be hunched over. I couldn't stand straight up. So in order to relieve the pain, they had to give me morphine. And then they cut me open and took my appendix out.
Hey, Din, were you here yesterday with us? I don't remember.
No, I wasn't.
He wasn't here.
We did a news story yesterday. There's a guy in the UK, speaking of pain, his penis fell off.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, he had to, he had some issues down there. And the doctors reconstructed a penis on his arm. I swear to God, it's a true story.
I believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And
I guess you could say he can scratch his balls while he scratches his arm at the same time.
See, the thing that I keep wondering, though, because you bring it up in the news story, does he piss out of his arm?
Right.
I don't know. I really want to know.
I don't know. What's he do when he gets bored? Does he play with his arm?
Right, he said money.
Yes.
It really happened, Lickerman.
News story. It was, I found it, I dug very deep. And, oh, see? A penis on the call back. Welcome back to the home game.
I just had to call back to say it's 2-2, baby. They caught up.
Before I hang up on you again.
Let's see. The game's not over yet, baby. Talk to you later.
He raised his arm, excited like, I mean.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hey, Big Ricker. Hey, Doss. Hey, Dennis. Welcome back.
But yeah, so he got his penis back. It's back on his arm. And it sounded like they were going to.
Like, what the hell happened that it fell off in the first place? They're missing around with a bunch of dirty women or what?
I don't I'll bring this news.
Or it was a blood clot.
Yeah, it was a blood clot. But it sounded like
and he suffered complications from it.
Sounded like they were going to
lesson learned, guys. Don't drink it too much.
They sounded like they were going to put it on his arm and then kind of reposition it later on. I don't know. It was a story that caught my attention. So,
wouldn't it be terrible if they put it on upside down?
I like Onyx's comment. Maybe he's a she-male. We wish.
You never know. Unbelievable. But yeah, that was the funniest story that I've seen in quite a while. But for those of you enjoying the show, please feel free to share it out to everybody you know. We're trying to build up. We're getting close to 300 followers, so that's very exciting news. We're continuing to do jingles and stuff like that, playing around.
I don't know if Lickerman has heard a sample of some of the jingles you've worked on. Maybe he'd be interested in hearing them.
Well, here's number 7. We haven't done number 7 yet. So this would be another candidate for the intro jingle.
Live from Southern California.
It's the Slightly Serious Show. Friends, games, and seriousness. All wrapped in fun. And now, here is your.
And the other ones that I haven't.
No, I didn't like that one. I didn't like that high pitch noise. It kind of like overshadowed the audio. I mean, the audio is great, but that one high pitch noise, if you could tune that high pitch noise out, then it would be perfect.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Here's a couple of the other ones.
Live from Southern California.
The Slightly Serious Show. The Slightly Serious Show. The furthest thing from serious. And now, here is your host, Slightly, along with co-host Eric from Georgia.
1, 2, 3, go!
Yeah, so
I think Lickerman likes that one.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, so there's a total of 7 because I'm making a jingle for every submission that I get from the audience. When we close it out, I'll go through them and we'll decide on the winner, or maybe 2 winners. I haven't decided yet.
So we can come up with our own like slogan too with it.
Yeah, so basically, the first part of the jingle obviously is going to be, live from Southern California. It's a Slightly Serious Show. And then the tagline, whatever the tagline you come up with, we'll insert, we'll put it to music and all that. And
right.
We'll finish it off. And then, we'll probably do other, like an outro as well. We might do a contest for that too. But we'll see.
Well, I know, like, the outro idea I had suggested, of course, like, until our next show, stay connected with the Slightly Serious Show, like, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And at some point, if you decide you want to do, like, the slightlyseriousshow.com with the part or without it, depending on if that's available.
Yeah. No, it is available. I just waiting.
Yeah. You're just probably waiting to secure it.
Yeah, exactly.
But especially before somebody else takes it.
Right. Bumblebee Tuna says, you should put with Eric, the Georgia Peach. I tried, Eric, but I did not get permission from Eric for that. So,
I mean, I just prefer to keep it like Eric from Georgia.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Bumblebee. But anyway, it's been fun working on that. And tomorrow night, we go back to Lash Wednesday. We'll have some special guests tomorrow, as long as they don't flake out on me, which I don't think they will. But tomorrow night, we'll have special guest Curio from the Obscure Curio Show and Wampus Cat. They'll be joining us live for a new edition of Lash Wednesday. So I've been...
Yes, I think Ace is excited about that.
Hell yes, because I know they got some great stories to share. So I've been waiting for this day for several weeks, and so I'm very excited to have them on with us tomorrow night. And yes.
And I know, like, when we do the sport, any, like, sports reporting, like, when 2K is on, I know I sent you, like, those, like, air horn jingles, like the DJ horn sounder. Yeah. Because that makes a great sports intro right there.
Another one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But we still have our usual, like the soundtracks, like, for the... Like if you like the wrong answer tracks, like that goes bonk, and then the Price is Right wrong answer, and we also have that Jeopardy Time's Up thing that goes dun dun dun. Yep, and we still have the Lash for Lash Wednesday though. Still there, Slightly?
Yes, I am. Sorry about
that. You sound like you went silent there for a minute, but you're back.
I did. I'll have to break out the whip tomorrow, get the dust off of it. I'm thinking we'll probably see Michaela back tomorrow because she loves that getting lashed.
Yep, and well, unfortunately, we didn't have a YouTube simulcast tonight, but we're working on getting that fixed for tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, it still says it's recording, so I don't know. I'm going to have to work on that tonight. And
but well, you'll probably get it posted later. But I know you probably have to apologize to the YouTube audience that it didn't really exactly go live like we wanted it to. But it'll be fixed by tomorrow night, so they'll still be able to see it live in real time.
Yeah, I have a suspicion that they'll probably still get the audio portion of the show tonight. It does say that it's recording the audio, just there's no video. We'll figure that out tomorrow. And we do send our apologies to our YouTube Live audience. That's just another reason for you guys to make sure you download your Podbean app on your iOS or Android devices. That way,
well, the app is free, of course.
It is free. And there's plenty of great shows. You know, you have, Ace has a great show. Of course, we do as well. We got
Milk Dog and 28.
You have, there's too many to name, to be honest with you. Come on here, there'll be great shows. What's going on, 28? Welcome to the show. We just wrapping up another Taco Tuesday trivia tequila Tuesday type thing. And thank you, Ace. I appreciate that.
It has to say your little contest thing that you're doing says you have to say live from Southern California first.
Well, that's what I'm usually using as part of the line for the intro. So it's the slightly serious live from Southern California. It's a slightly serious show, and then come up with a tagline after that.
Yeah.
Or if you want, you can write the whole damn thing if you want, and I'll record it and see how it sounds. Thanks for the champagne there, brother. I appreciate that. Hell yes.
Yeah.
That deserves a blowhorn there.
But, yeah.
Yeah, then if you want, you can do a whole rewrite of it if you'd like. I don't mind recording it, and I'll put it together. I would say that I do have a few favorites, and, all of them... Everybody did a great job so far. There's quite a few.
Live from Southern California.
It's the Slightly Serious Show.
The Slightly Serious Show.
Where seriousness
is optional.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's another one. But we're just having fun with it. And, we'll probably continue to take some entries probably up until, I'd say, give it up through this Sunday. I think that's fair. What do you think, Eric?
I mean, it's that's a good idea.
What's going on, Not a Spy?
I really enjoyed being in Ace's show today when the two dumbasses gifted her a sports car and a diamond. And I was like, I was wondering if Ace's thinking was like, oh my God, two DAs. Thank you.
Right. That's awesome. Hell yeah.
I think they're promising to do it tomorrow.
Someone the other night came into our show. They're like, how can I become a what do they call it? An admin. I said, well, you donate an island, that gets you a good foot in the door.
let me ask you, how does this sound to you? Live from Southern California, it's the Slightly Serious Show, where you can step away from the serious world slightly with your host, Slightly, and his fantabulous co-host from Georgia, Eric.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, he'll have to save that recording there.
Yeah, if you have
to where it be rewritten.
Do you have
into the?
Do you have me on Twitter or Twitter, or whatever the hell that thing's called?
Yes,
I think so.
Y'all are following each other.
If you can DM me that, I will put it on the board and
cool.
Give me something to work on tonight.
What's your
Slightly's Twitter handle?
Hold on, let me get back into it.
And then if you want, you can go ahead and practice for an outro, too, because we're going to get on that next week.
Cool.
And Slightly will be on lookout for your Twitter handle as well.
And the winner of the contest is going to receive $50. Slightly does reserve it to where there could be two winners, each receiving $50, if I like two of them.
Sweet.
So I'm always about
you're a good man.
Share the wealth.
Sharing is caring.
You guys help me. I'm doing my best to put out some good content for everybody, and I appreciate all the love and support. And we kind of dropped out of the top 20, which is okay. We're up there for the most part of the month. The most important thing for me is just the visibility of people jumping on Podbean to see who's in the top 20. Kind of gives the show a little bit of visibility, and we're going to be working on some other platforms here coming soon, and we might even be doing some collaboration with another show, but that's in the works. As soon as I have more information on that, I will definitely be sharing that out to you guys. So that's all I can afford. Diamond, money, money. Hey, time is tough right now. Thanks for the diamond and cash, Onyx. I appreciate that. That's what counts.
I was going to mention Bubbles because every time he would come in, he would donate you the shopping carts, but I guess if you were to see Bubbles again, you'd have to send him some shopping carts back.
Thanks there, Ace. I appreciate the love.
Thank you, Ace. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, I need to all the Clapton and the Roses, Ace. I need to do that. Oh, yeah. I think there are two Aces. There's multiple.
Is there a post on Twitter? I gotta type that type that on and send it to you, or do I just put it on your Twitter page?
You could DM it.
Yeah, just private message me with that. I did want to, speaking of last month, I do want to give some shout-outs to some other shows and some other hosts. And I think it's very important that we collectively all support other shows that are non-church shows. Because the thing is, hey, we the host, including myself, we do our best to put out some great content to continue to entertain everybody. And the church shows are interfering with what we're trying to do for everyone. So, if you can give me a second, I will give a few shout outs here. Obscure Curio, the Nonsense Password, Ace, and of course, the lovely Milt Dog. A huge congratulations for being in last month's top 10, a very well deserved top 10 for you guys. So, congratulations. All have great intentions and do a great job and continue to kick some ass. Hell yeah. So I just wanted to put that out there. So much love to you guys. And I think the one I was very excited to see was Milt Dog, only because that guy, I love that guy. He's great to listen to. And he busts his ass. He puts in 2 to 3 shows a day. And so I was so happy. It really put a big smile on my face to see that he finished in the top 10.
Okay, I sent it to you in the DM.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you very much for that. And if anybody else wants any content for our jingles for the intros, you can DM me. I did get Aces.
I think one for outro.
Yeah, you can send me one for an outro too. We'll announce that Monday, but you can get a head start. And yeah, no, I love you guys, and I appreciate all the love and support. We'll continue to do what we do and work our way up and continue having a good time. That's what it's all about. As long as it's fun for me, that's what matters. And it's fun for you too. It's not all about me, at least not for an hour and a half of my day. But I'm going to wrap things up here tonight. Tomorrow, join us for Lash Wednesday and other wonderful rants and raves from Slightly, in addition to whatever top stories there may be, if there's even anything worth mentioning. But, Dan, do you have any final words for us tonight, buddy?
Well, just I love the show. Great as usual. I love the ideals that you keep coming up with your show. It's pretty cool. I hope you don't mind that I borrow some of them from my show, because it's just so wonderful and unique. I mean, I don't want to like copy straight out, just maybe like, I guess, you know, as they say, what's that old saying? That imitation is the best form of flattery.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yep.
Yeah. But I want a straight copy. I don't want to do that. I want to put my own twist to it.
Originality.
Yep.
Yes.
I hear you there. All right. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Dan. Robert, wake up, Robert.
I'm here.
Anything you'd like to share with everybody before we leave? I mean, you were very vocal tonight. You're imitating Bubbles really well these days.
I'm what?
You're imitating Bubbles really well these days.
Yes. Hey.
Say, would you like some popsicles? I got some popsicles in the cellar.
What was that?
You'd like to tell our,
that was Herbert for Family Guy.
Or the only thing about Bubbles we would miss is like when Bubbles was in character, and he would always be like, Jesus Murphy.
Right.
Jesus Murphy.
Thank you, Liquor Man. I appreciate that, buddy.
I'm glad you could join too, Liquor Man.
All right. Well, I guess Robert doesn't have much to add. But Eric, final thoughts.
Well, of course, as always, I'll be back in, you know, at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific for the Chit Chat with the Old Man show. And Dreadnought 928 is on tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. That's the Old Man's son, by the way, Rich. And then I think Frankie D's Crib and the Talking Corner podcast are also sometime tomorrow if things don't change. And then don't forget Ace is Unapologetically Unfiltered and the other good podcasts. And we'll be back some 22 and a half hours from now, as usual, for the Slightly Serious show.
My own show again. So, yes, that will be back tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Make sure you share it out to all of your friends, and we'll have Lash Wednesday tomorrow. I appreciate you having your ear for the last hour and a half tonight, and we'll do it again tomorrow night, everybody. And we'll also get the YouTube live stream going. So until I love you.
Yep, Lash Wednesday tomorrow, and Slightly Against Humanity Thursday. Look forward to that.
So until then, I love you guys.
Looking forward to hearing everybody's sins.
Oh, yes. We'll break out the last. So until tomorrow.
See you in the morning, Jess.
And I love your show. Good night.
And see you, Onyx. And thanks to everybody who joined us tonight. Love you, Slightly. Love you, Dan. Love you all. Good night.
See y'all tomorrow. Yeah. Same, man. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.